So the last segment we were talking about, of course, Hillary and her health. They showed Tim Kaine. Oh, man. Watching Tim Kaine's just kind of funny, just regardless of what he's saying. But it's even funnier watching him talk about him seeing the strength. That's what he said. And the energy that Hillary has. That's what he said. He was doing a campaign rally, and he's just like, man, when I Hillary, she's just got so much strength. So much strength. So Hillary's got a lot of strength. She's got a lot of strength. Everybody's happy about her strength. She's got a lot of strength. She's got a lot of strength. Yes. A lot of strength, Hillary Clinton does. Anyways. Deplorable. Let's talk about the basket of deplorables. It's funny watching... I look like I have Parkinson's. Somebody said I look like I have Parkinson's. How do I look like I got Parkinson's? What's going on here? Do I? Am I shaking like Hillary? You look like you have Parkinson's. Look how you got Parkinson's. Yeah, you know what I do. I got Parkinson's and I got pneumonia. And as soon as we're done with the show, I'm going to see if I could cough and gag and breathe on a bunch of little kids. I'm going to run around the studio. I'm going to go outside where we broadcast. I'm going to look for the... I'm just due to like the 28 days later. I'm just... just cop in people's face. I'm going to see if I can get individuals as sick as I can. I'm going to look. Now, on the last segment, we talked about MSNBC. We talked about CNN. Remember Wobbly? We talked about NBC. Now, we haven't talked about one of the all-time great, I mean, all-time great Clinton Democrat cover-uppers, and that is everybody's favorite, Chris Gazilla. Gazilla. Remember, this is the guy that couldn't believe when he heard from Donald Trump. Hillary Clinton hadn't took a press conference in 50 or 60 days. When Trump did the Sean Hannity town hall, and Trump said, she has taken a press conference in 250 or 60 days. Chris Gazilla wrote a story and was like, when I heard Trump say that, I was shocked. I said, that can't be. So I did some research. This is like a Washington reporter. And not just any Washington reporter. This is a guy that's on all the TV shows. He's a regular on Chris Matthews. He's a regular on, Lawrence O'Donnell. He is a fixture amongst MSNBC. And he didn't know how long Hillary Clinton hadn't done a press conference for. So he was shamed into writing a story about it. So he's one of the all-time appeasers. Yeah, I mean, he's ridiculous as far as a leftist. So he wrote, okay, he wrote an article based off of the Clinton campaign's statement about it being 80, 85 degrees. But he goes on. Let me get to the. Okay, hold on. I gotta find. Find his wobbly. All right, here we go. It's like a whole, because it's a whole Washington Post. All right, here we go. So, Hillary Clinton fell ill Sunday morning in memorial service on the 15th anniversary of September 11th attacks. Will catapult questions about her health from the ranks of the conservative conspiracy theory to perhaps the central debate in the presidential race over the coming days. Clinton attended the September 11th ceremony for an hour and 30 minutes this morning to pay respects and greet some of the families of the fallen. During the ceremony, she felt overheated, so departed to go to her daughter's apartment and is feeling much better. That's what the Clinton spokesman said. Chris Zilla writes, what the statement leaves out is that it came 90 minutes after Clinton left the ceremony. Reporters, or even a reporter, were not allowed to follow her, and the temperature in New York City at the time of Clinton's overheating was in the low 80s. She later left her daughter's apartment, saying she was feeling great, and the waving to the crowd per the Associated Press. Hillary Clinton left the New York Memorial Service, blah, 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 blah. Whether Clinton likes it or not, her overheating episode comes at a very bad time for her campaign. Thanks to the likes of Rudy Giuliani and a small but vocal element of the Republican base, talk of her health has been bubbling over the past week, triggered by coughing episode she experienced during the Labor Day rally. That talk was largely confined to Republicans convinced that Clinton has been long hiding some sort of serious illness. And I wrote dismissively of that conspiracy theory in the space last week, noting that Clinton had been given an entirely clean bill of health by her doctor. Of course, remember we talked about Hancock in the last segment. Continue. Noting that Clinton had been given an entirely clean bill of health by her doctors after an episode of which she fainted, suffered a concussion, and then was found to have blood clot in her brain back in 2012 and early 2013. Coughing, I wrote, is simply not evidence enough of any sort of major illness that Clinton is assumed to be hiding. Neither, of course, is feeling overheated. But those two things happening within 6 days of each other to a candidate who is 68 years old makes talk of Clinton's health no longer just the stuff of conspiracy theorists. You like how Chris Gazilla has never mentioned yet that she lost consciousness. Because that's what she did. She lost consciousness. All he's saying is, overheated. She overheated. 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 Whereas Clinton and her campaign could laugh off questions about her health before today, the overheating episode, overheating. Again, this is the same guy who wrote the article saying, I didn't know Hillary Clinton hadn't taken a press conference in 200 and something days. I am shocked. And this is supposed to be top-notch political reporter based in Washington. And here he is, overheated. Well, what does that mean, Chris? What does that mean, Washington Post? What does this mean, Jeff Bezos? Overheated. Like, did she pass out? Oh, she just overheated. Low information voter reading a newspaper. Well, Hillary Clinton overheated. What's the big deal? What's the big deal? Her campaign may well try to dismiss the story as nothing more than an isolated incident, meaning nothing. But the issue is that Clinton kept reporters totally in the dark for 90 minutes. After her abrupt departure from the 9/11 memorial service on a health-related matter, no reporter was allowed to follow her. This is yet again the Clinton campaign asking everyone to just trust it. She got overheated, but she's fine now. Clinton may well be totally fine, and I certainly hope she is. But we are 58 days away from choosing the president to lead the country for the next 4 years, and she is one of the two candidates with a real chance of winning. Winning! Taking the Clinton team's word for it on her health in light of the episode on Sunday morning is no longer enough. Reasonable people can and will have real questions about her health. I wrote this on Tuesday morning. I wrote this. The simple fact that there is zero evidence that anything is seriously wrong with Clinton, if suffering an occasional coughing fit, is evidence of a major health problem, then 75% of the country must have mystery illness, and I am one of them. This will no longer. This is not operative. Context matters. A coughing episode is almost always just a coughing episode, but when coupled with Clinton's overheating, again, overheating, she passed out. She lost consciousness, Chris. Okay? She lost consciousness. Now, that was Chris Gzilla, the Washington Post. Go figure. And then to round out the group of shills, okay? Now, to round out the group of shills, we must go to Dylan Byers. Dylan Byers, okay? Dylan Byers, who actually used to be with Politico, if I remember, is now with CNN. So he's really got to get his shill on. Now, remember, in the last segment we highlighted the key liberal words. What were they again? Wobbly, right? Stumble, right? Those are the key words. I read you articles from CNN, different reporters from CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, NBC, right? Okay. Now, let's see if Dylan Byers lets us down. You ready? Right out of the gate, Dylan Byers, he doesn't let us down. You know why he doesn't let us down? Because the headline is Hillary Clinton's stumble highlights campaign transparency problems. Stumble. So, he starts off. Hillary Clinton's wobbly. Oh my gosh, Dylan Byers has got the talking points down pat. Wobble, stumble. Hillary Clinton's wobbly. Check that off. Talking point one. Stumbling. That still counts as stumble. Stumbling, stumble, same thing. Stumbling. Exit from Sunday, September 11th. Ceremony set off a flurry of questions and concerns about the Democratic presidential nominee's health. With less than 60 days until the election, neither Clinton nor Trump has allowed for what's known as protective pool, a rotating group of reporters that travel with a candidate in order to provide a minute-to-minute account. See, now, I don't really care about this. I don't. If the candidates don't want a bunch of these hacks following them, then they don't have to. And I don't care. I don't care. I don't care that Hillary didn't have a bunch of hack reporters following her around. I don't care. I don't care that Andrea Mitchell is not sniffing Hillary's ass every minute of the day. I don't care. I don't care that unhealthy Robert Costa is not sniffing from under Donald Trump. I don't care. That doesn't bother me. You know, the media somehow gets this whole free press and Constitution thing. They get it mixed in or convoluted or jumbled with having a red carpet rolled out for them. You kind of see what I'm saying? Like, free press. You know, the whole concept of, you know, being able to say what you want to say, you know, short of yelling fire in a crowded, movie theater or something like that. But writing an article, having a website, being able to have Klan rallies, being able to have Lives Matter rallies and chant down pigs. All of those things are rights. But somehow, the sniveling, whiny media, the most honest, just real, they're real scum. You know, Kate Turr, Robert Costa, Tapper, Blitzer, Coop, they really are scum. They really are scum. Baldwin. They all have an agenda. Megyn Kelly. And this concept of we don't have free press unless Megyn Kelly is allowed to fly on the Trump plane, sit next to Donald Trump, ride in the Trump limo, have a room in the Trump Tower, and shadow him everywhere he goes. And if that doesn't happen, then we don't have free press. And we're taking away, First Amendment rights. It's insane. It's like when Trump said, you know what? I'm revoking your press credentials. And people went, what kind of president would this be? What kind of, oh my God. He's taking away the free speech. No, he's not. You're allowed to cover the campaign. You're allowed to cover the convention. You're allowed to cover a speech. But all a press credential does is basically into the front of the line. It lets you get free snacks. It lets you get treated like you're special. How does that somehow get mixed in with stifling free speech? How? You're still able to get a ticket, still able to write an article about the event. You're still able to do anything you want as it pertains to the event. The only thing that you're not getting is a front row seat, backstage access, free cookies, free peanuts, and your ego stroked, stifling free speech. It's not. Like I've said before, people in the press, these journalists, they're keyboard warriors. They've never amounted to anything in their entire lives. And being able to write stories either for or against somebody gives them power. So when they write positive stories and the people they're writing positive stories about or organizations pat them on the back, give them a hey, thanks. Do you want free tickets to this event? Do you want? It makes them important. It makes them feel important. It makes them feel like somebody. Bad articles, when they call you a racist, or they call you evil, or they call you dishonest, it's revenge. It's I have power. I am turning all these people against you. What is the words? The pen is mightier than the sword. Having this protective pool, I don't care. I don't care if Hillary has it. I don't care if Trump has it. I don't care if any president has it. Doesn't matter to me. Ultimately, anything that happens with that candidate that is of importance is going to get reported on. And to have Dylan Byers say, well, the wobbly and stumbling isn't a big deal. It's the fact that there were no reporters allowed to follow Hillary Clinton. That's the big deal. Again, why is that the big deal? What's the big deal? Without a protective pool, Clinton was able to leave the memorial site without reporters, travel to her daughter Chelsea Clinton's apartment without reporters, and leave New York City for her home in New York without reporters. That left Clinton's press pool scrambling to follow her around Manhattan and up the Chappaqua, all step behind. Okay? Some events show the importance of having a group of reporters on standby and close at hand to cover the potential next president of the United States. Why? But why? We all saw the video. We all saw what happened, and every single one of these reporters said the same thing. She stumbled and was wobbly. So what would have been different? I don't get it. So instead of a bunch of leftist reporters saying she was wobbly and she stumbled, they would have been in the van and if she was throwing up or pissing her depends, they were able to say Hillary Clinton was pissing her depends and she was vomiting everywhere. Really? They wouldn't have said that. They saw what happened, and they still wrote she wobbled and she stumbled, even though that's not what happened. That's not what happened. That's absolutely not what happened. So what would this protective pool have done? What would it have mattered? The protective pool wouldn't say what happened. They didn't say what happened when they saw it. Still, the lack of protective pool for either candidate highlights the degree to which both Clinton and Trump have been able to keep reporters at bay and exercise greater control over media access than previous nominees. Okay? Again, this isn't Spike League free speech. Having Dylan Byers walking next to Hillary Clinton does what? What does it do? Protective pool isn't always either candidate or press, but there comes a point for each nominee when it must be part of daily life. Why? Why? Why does it have to be part of daily life? If a candidate is doing an event, you get in your car and you follow the candidate. You go to the event, you report on the event. What's what? So you want to be in a Secret Service limousine? You have to be next to the candidate? Why? How is that somehow a free speech issue? You're writing whatever you want, Dylan Byers. You're writing that Hillary Clinton was wobbly and she stumbled. That's what you wrote. How is sitting in a limousine with her somehow more free speech? How is it? How is you not being there stifling a free speech? It's not. It's not. So in this aspect, I don't care that Hillary or Trump don't have Dylan Byers or one of these other keyboard warriors sitting in a limo with them. F them. Get in your little Prius and go follow the candidate. Candidate shows up at some fest, some I don't know, event for farmers, whatever. You get out of your little Prius, get your little camera, cameraman, get your little tape recorder, and go cover the event. There, that's free press. Yeah, but then I got to stand in line. Remember, we talked about this months ago. There was an article from a reporter of Politico or Daily Beast how it talked about Trump revoking credentials, and the reporter complained that he had to wait in line with everybody else in the cold and rain. And he was mad. Oh, tough crap. Crap, you were mad. You ain't special. You're a keyboard warrior. That's it. It's all you were. It's all you are. It's all you'll ever be. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. So there, I just read you what? Six different stories? Six different BS stories, media spin, six different ones. It's Rob Zicari Show. Listen to me. We're going to be done. We're wrapping it up. Okay? We're wrapping it up right now. I got a bunch of stuff that's going on. I think they're going to redo the studio, and you'll see a new studio tomorrow. I'm pretty sure that's what's going on, but you guys have been great as always. Don't forget, follow us on Twitter, follow us on Periscope, follow us everywhere. Zicari Show. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Don't forget to follow us, therobzicarishow.com. You will love everything on the site. I guarantee you. Talk to you later. Goodbye.